Along with much of the rest of Asia in 1997, Indonesia suddenly spiraled into recession. Companies closed down and workers lost their jobs. Raden Pardede remembers those days. He's the deputy president director of the Indonesian government agency responsible for selling the assets of those bankrupt companies.
That's basically one of the biggest crises in our lifetime, even in Indonesia, because after that, I think in 1998, our economy is really significantly collapsed, which is, in terms of GDP growth, we have a negative 13.5% negative growth. So the world collapsed. After that, of course, most of the conglomerate collapsed, right? That's why we have a significant number of unemployment. The middle and the lower income group is really suffering.
The Asian financial crisis was almost unthinkable at that time. Asian economies were soaring, companies were expanding aggressively, stock markets skyrocketing, fueled by foreign capital. But the bubble burst. First in Thailand, where companies had overloaded in foreign debt. Worried investors began selling the Thai baht, and it rapidly lost value against the dollar. Panic spread. The Indonesian rupiah, the South Korean won, the Malaysian ringgit, and other currencies sank. Stock markets plunged and interest rates soared. Governments used up foreign exchange reserves to stop the currency depreciation, lent money to cash-strapped companies, and bought shares in stock markets. But the crisis continued, and millions were jobless. Indonesia and South Korea asked the International Monetary Fund to bail them out. Park Yong-chul, an economist at Seoul National University, says the bailout was a blow to South Korea.
IMF가 터지고 나니까 사람들이 우선 창피하게 생각한 거예요. 그러니까 이제 세계에서 11번째로 가장 큰 나라라고.
People's first reaction at that time was shame. We were the 11th largest economy in the world. Big South Korean companies were investing everywhere, in England, US, and Europe.
한국의 위상이 상당히 높아지고 있을 그런 상태에서.
Today, not only has Asia recovered from the crisis, it has learned the lessons of 1997.
We have reconstructed much of the South Korean economy, and the exchange rate is being properly valuated rather than undervalued. And we possess a lot of foreign exchange reserve, which makes it less possible for foreign speculators to confuse the market.
Raden Pardede says if another crisis comes, Indonesia is in a much stronger position than in 1997.
We may see some crisis coming. We don't know exactly when, and it triggers from one country to another country. Contagions, of course, is inevitable in this globalization era. But I think the magnitude will not be the same as what we had in 1997.
Asian governments continue to take measures to strengthen their economies, and they hope to prevent another crisis. With correspondents Nancy Amelia Collins in Jakarta and Kurt Asian in Seoul, Hedda Baron, VOA News, Hong Kong.